Hi, everybody. So nice to be back with you on the Virtual Light broadcast again this month. And here we are for June, the halfway point of the year. We've got a lot going on in the world right now, don't we? How are you doing? How are you managing? I asked you that last month. How are you feeling? It's really important, especially at the time we're about to enter, that you're clear on where you are. I mean, where you are in all of this. What do you feel? What do you want? That's the big question this month. What do you want? And where is your joy in it? Because as much as we are looking at this as a global situation, right? Whether it's the economy, whether it's the virus, whether it's the politics, whether it's the state of the earth, whether it's our relationships and communications with each other as groups, as spiritual family, as people who feel connected with similar belief systems, alternative belief systems, there is a lot in that. A lot of assumptions are made there, and there is a lot coming at you to process. So there's a couple things I want to get into in my segment. First of all, practical stuff. I have been reading and following some of the science, and a couple of things crossed my path that were very intriguing to me. I always take a multi-B supplement. It's very, very good for the nervous systems, especially in times of collective stress. If you're an empath, you take a lot in energetically in your field. Multi-B is important, but there is science now starting to show that B3 specifically, which is in most vitamins called niacin, has been showing great results in protective respiratory tissue. The other is vitamin D, D3. There are studies taking place right now in Ireland showing that those that had some more severe cases of COVID-19 were more depleted. They were deficient in vitamin D. So that might be something you just want to tuck in your pocket for later. Again, not medical advice, not responsible. You are responsible human beings that can make good choices for yourself. So as we look at our body, right, let's start there. How are you feeling in your body? What is life going to be like for you going forward? As we start to open things back up, right? We all know there's no normal. There's no going back. Where are you in that process? And let's get really honest. Before we make assumptions about, well, I want that back. And if I don't get all of that back, then I have emotions to process, right? Grief, sadness, anger, frustration, entitlement, and so forth. It's my life, I want it back. But anyone who's ever had a serious illness, right? Raise your hand. You know that there's no going back. There's only a process of what it's there to teach you. And then as you get it, you go forward and you create a new normal. But that new normal is usually better. Raise your hand, right? Mine was life-changing. When I got sick at 36 and nearly died, my whole life changed. But it changed to build something that I love. Not something that I do, not something that I put behind my name, something that I love, a life that I love. So I look at this time, this pause that we are on collectively, as the opportunity to take stock in your life. Do you really want to go back to your normal? Let's get real for a minute. Were you exhausted trying to keep up with your life? Were you just busy all the time? Were you racing to get to work and racing to get home to run the house and racing to look after the kids and racing to get 5 minutes to yourself to then exercise and racing to look at your diet? Were you exhausted in your life? Were you satisfied in your life? Satisfaction is a really juicy word right now, isn't it? What satisfies you? Because if the old normal doesn't exist, and let's be honest here, that old normal was pretty toxic in a lot of ways. It was pretty toxic to the earth. It was pretty toxic to our global relationship with one another, with nature, our industry, our commerce and consumerism can be a knee-jerk reaction, right? I need more, it makes me feel better. But those are all actually just symptoms of something deeper. And what's deeper is your joy, your desire. What do you want? So let's not all be so quick to get back. Now, I'm not speaking about those who are suffering through this. I understand needing to move forward from that, especially if you've lost your job, if you don't feel you have support, if you're in a fear or crisis situation. Yes, we need to move forward. But going back to what you had that was quite vulnerable, would you perhaps rather create something better for yourself going forward? Would all of us? Were you satisfied with your life? And if not, which parts of it weren't satisfying? Which parts of it did you not have the courage to look at, to peel back, and to really, remember last month we were talking about the dark moon we've gone through recently, and we're now in the lunar phase coming into the solstice next month. In fact, if I get my dates correct, the broadcast is 4 days after the June solstice. So I will talk about that next month because we'll still be in the energy of that. In the Northern Hemisphere, we are going into a time of fruition, of warmth, of new beginning, the most amount of light on the planet and a deep connection with nature. We are birthing through the spring into the summer. Who do you want to be through that birthing process? This pause that we're moving slowly out of is important. It's important not to just look at all the information about the world and make your decisions based on that information, but to look at the self, right? Always the self. The ancient Celts believe that we have three cauldrons within us, and they call it the Celtic soul. I did a program on it, a class on that, that's available on my website called The Three Cauldrons of Poesy. And the Celts, whenever something was out of relationship, right? This pandemic is telling us we are out of relationship with nature. We are out of relationship with each other, with our partnership being here. The Celts would then go inward. They would consult. And they were always consulting three sacred areas, land, sea, and sky. There was wisdom from the land beings, right? Middle Earth, otherworldly beings. There's wisdom in the sea, and there's wisdom in the sky. Very much like Native Americans, but the differentiating factor with the Celts is they believe when we are out of relationship, the cauldrons that reside within us, the cauldron that is responsible for our grounding and our safety, our connection, our deep roots to the earth, our strength that we draw from, and our cauldron in the heart that is about our passion, right? Our desires, our vocation, our purpose for being here. And then the cauldron in the head, that universal wisdom that we allow in, we open up to, and we bring through our intuition, our understanding, our connection to the sky and to spirit. And all of them then are full. They fill up and they rotate and they hold this nourishment and it spills over like a water fountain and each of us then feel in alignment. That's what being in the flow feels like. And cauldrons are a feminine vessel. The cauldron themselves is a masculine vessel that holds all the feminine wisdom, right? Water is very feminine and intuitive. So there is a balance within us of our masculine energies and our feminine energies, when we need to act and why we're acting, when we need to pause and reflect. And the Celts believe that when we were out of balance, the cauldrons would tip over and spill out, and we would lose all of that nourishment. So when we look at the old world, food sources were pretty toxic, right? Before we just go back to what we were consuming and what we were doing, how do you feel? Are you making changes that are making you feel better right now? Are you getting more rest? Are you having more time to contemplate and consider how tired or exhausted you may have been, how busy you may be that you may want to change going forward? And maybe you want to start to dream about a life that makes you feel good, that you deserve. And maybe that's job changes, or maybe that is responsibility changes. Maybe that looks like healthier boundaries. Maybe that looks like putting yourself in a place of importance every day. How do I feel? Am I in alignment? Do I feel good? And here's why this matters so much. One, the obvious. If you want to create something new going forward, you cannot do it from a place of fear. You cannot do it from a place of anger. You cannot yield a positive result from a negative emotion. But what you can yield is you can take a circumstance that appears very negative, receive its wisdom and guidance, understand what opportunities lie ahead for you if you will have the courage to go in to do some shadow work and look and poke around. You know, where are you still judging yourself? Do you still not believe that you deserve a life that makes you happy, that then puts you in your purpose here, that then allows you to be of a higher service to others? You deserve that. It is an intrinsic right. And what if you chose to be here exactly at this time? What if you chose your birth in a way that you saw the path ahead and there was big opportunities for change? And you decided that you would remember that you deserved, that you actually came here at that time to be part of a massive change, not by telling anyone else what to do, not by fighting it, but by being it. By taking a pause and seeing the opportunity that, hey, the first half of my life maybe was a dry run. Maybe that's when I was finding my confidence. And I don't mean an age group here. It doesn't matter if you're 20 or 70. It doesn't matter. Your path, your journey is sacred, and you have yielded wisdom all through it. But what if you came to this point now that said, everything that I have learned and studied and practiced and applied has taken me to this point, and now it's time for reflection, to really look within and see, what am I willing to let go of? So we have the spiritual conversation, we have the practical conversation, right? And the reason how this, to me, the reason this works is we have to always bring consciousness into the equation. We can't have just a science conversation or just an economic business conversation. We must bring consciousness into the conversation. Why? Because it includes the feminine energy. And without feminine energy, you're not creating anything in balance going forward. You cannot take consciousness out of the conversation. In that consciousness is our passion, is our reason for being here, is the deeper meaning, the deeper parts of ourselves that open up and light up. That's what we need to create going forward. We don't want to turn and run backwards. We want to glean the medicine from it, take it, become newly aligned, understanding exactly what we want without having any thoughts of whether or not we're capable or deserving of it, and move forward to create it. Call that future into our present moment. Presence, right? When we are present looking at our lives, we then start to create a future in front of us based on what we've learned from the past. But we get out of the loop of just recreating the past. So it's really important that you ask yourself, what do you want? What's your joy? Where is your joy? And what does that look like going forward? What's your future life look like and feel like? And from a practical standpoint, what I know about viruses, But again, not a science conversation, just for your own information. Viruses love to dance with your hormones. And your hormones, specifically estrogen, the two forms of estrogen, estradiol and estriol, it interacts in a way that inhibits cell reproduction. So a virus is not a cell. It has to attach on to a cell, a host, to survive. So we are filled with trillions of cells, and we are filled with hundreds of millions of bacterial and viral cells as well. It's all about balance, right? It's all about gut microbiome. But when you are stressed, when you are exhausted, when you are just trying to keep up, your hormones are different. You create stress hormones. And those hormones, with a virus interaction, actually inhibit your immune system. But when you are in your joy, when you create happiness for yourself in the smallest of ways, finding things to be grateful for, finding things to look forward to, really understanding what it is that you have done that you're so proud of and what you want going forward. What do you want your life to feel like going forward? That intoning, that daydreaming, that pondering creates hormones. And those hormones actually, when they interact with viruses, protect the immune system. How interesting is that? Perhaps that might be a reason for everyone to become a little bit more selfish going forward. And selfish in the sense that you are more valuable to yourself and everyone around you when you are well, when you are vibrant, when you are happy. And then you are an existing model. You are a blueprint for others to be drawn to ask questions to. And as a result, the collective begins to change. We have a whole conversation going on collectively. But if we aren't clear individually, then we sort of blur the lines and muddle it up. And then we get together and talk about it, and we agree as a group. But if you're not going away fully satisfied, then you're not finding your answers. And this pause, this global pause, has given us an opportunity to see all the obvious things. How can we cut back on our pollution? How can we cut back on our consumerism? How can we work with nature in a more harmonious way and fast? You know, it took a couple of weeks to start to see incredible changes on the earth. Clarity in New Delhi, showing, I just saw last weekend on 60 Minutes, showing how clear the air was in New Delhi. And that initially, from all of the pollution, not only was that smog harmful, but it wasn't just outside, it was inside your home too, it was everywhere. Kind of like a virus, right? So we have opportunities to look at the changes we can make. But rather than point fingers and rather than try to change from the outside in, we have to look at what it means for us. And so before we go into the solstice energy, I want you to ask yourself, what do I want? What do I want in the next 5 years? What's my joy? What makes me so happy? What's my dream? And don't talk yourself out of it. Don't give yourself any reasons why you can't have it. There's no but at the end of that sentence. It's just, I want. And we'll get into how we start to line up with that and work with the powerful solstice energies, whether you're going into the summer or whether you're in the southern hemisphere and you're going into your nest, into the winter. And with that, I will turn it back to you in the studio and wish you a wonderful rest of your show. As ever, it is so lovely to be here with all of you. Thank you. Stay well, stay healthy, and find your joy. Bye for now.